order. David had a family emergency. Okay. Present Daniel Guzman, Marie Summers, Jenny Webster, and myself, Chris and Clarissa and Kristen. It's 3 p.m. And what we're looking for is a motion to adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by Jenny Webster, seconded by Marie Summers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next item is approve the minutes.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny Webster to approve the minutes, seconded by Daniel Guzman. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Current business, public peace law.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So on October 7th, the LOC added the public peace law to its active files list. This item had been carried over from the last two LOC terms. So the LOC was motivated to develop this law after hearing concerns from the community regarding issues and problems that are occurring in the neighborhoods throughout the reservation. So since that time, the LOC has held 6 work meetings with a group of representatives from the Oneida Police Department, the Oneida Law Office, the Tribal Action Plan, the Comprehensive Housing Division, and the Oneida Business Committee to work on the development of the law. So the purpose of the public peace law is to set forth community standards and expectations which preserve the peace, harmony, safety, health, and general welfare of individuals who live within the boundaries of the reservation. So it's the policy of the nation to promote peace and order within the boundaries of the reservation while also providing an orderly process for addressing civil infractions that occur. So the public peace law will delegate jurisdiction to the trial court for any action brought under the law, delegate authority to the Oneida Police Department to investigate complaints involving civil infractions under this law and issue citations for violations of the law, prohibit a person from committing a civil infraction under the law, provide the various civil infractions, including civil infractions against property, the peace, government, the person, and civil infractions involving alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, and civil infractions affecting health and safety. The law will also provide that citations for a violation of this law shall be processed in accordance with the procedure contained in the nation's laws and policies governing citations. And the law also provides various penalties to be utilized by the trial court upon a finding that a violation of the law has occurred, including fines, community service, counseling, and/or other programs, restitution, and/or any other penalty as deemed appropriate by the trial court. So on April 21st, the LOC approved the draft of the public peace law and the legislative analysis. So we're now ready to move on to the next step of the legislative process, which is where we collect public input on the proposed draft. So typically, the Legislative Procedures Act requires that the LOC hold a public meeting where people can come in person and provide comments on proposed legislation or ask questions, and then holds open a public comment period for an additional 5 business days where an individual may submit written comments or questions on proposed legislation. So now, because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the nation's public health state of emergency, we are unable to safely hold in-person public meetings at this time. The nation's COVID-19 core decision-making team addressed this issue through its March 27, 2020 declaration titled Suspension of Public Meetings Under the Legislative Procedures Act. So this declaration suspended the Legislative Procedures Act requirement to hold a public meeting during the public comment period, but allows members of the community to still participate in the legislative process by submitting written comments, questions, data, or input on proposed legislation to the LOC via email during the public comment period. So although a public meeting will not be held on the proposed public peace law, a public comment period will still be held open until June 9th, 2021, in accordance with the Legislative Procedures Act and the suspension of public meetings under the Legislative Procedures Act declaration. So now on page 6 of your packet, you will find the public comment period packet. So the first document in the public comment period packet is the public comment period notice for the public peace law. So this notice will be published in the May 19th Gillywee Sox edition, and the whole public comment period packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. The public comment period will be held open until Wednesday, June 9th, 2021, and written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary office or the legislative reference office. The next document in your public meeting packet starts on page 7, is the legislative analysis. So a legislative analysis is a plain language analysis describing the important features of the legislation being considered, and any factual information enable the LOC to make informed decisions regarding that legislation. The legislative analysis is followed by the draft on page 16 of your packet. So we are looking for a motion from the LOC to approve the public peace law public comment period packet and forward the public peace law to a public comment period to be held open until June 9th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion by Jenny Webster and seconded by Marie to approve the public peace law public comment period packet for the and forward the public peace law to the public comment period to be held open until June 9, 2021. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. The next line item is Oneida Welfare Law Amendment.
This item starts on page 27 of your packet. The Oneida General Welfare Law sets forward a framework and provides guidelines for the nation to establish and operate approved programs to provide assistance on a non-taxable basis to eligible members of the nation, which promote the general welfare of the nation, including programs designed to enhance the promotion of health, education, self-sufficiency, self-determination, and the maintenance of culture and tradition, entrepreneurship, and employment. So at the April 14th, 2021, the Oneida Business Committee adopted resolution BC4-1421D titled Oneida Nation Assistance Fund, which directed that the LOC hold a community input session on the public policy of funds paid to members pursuant to general welfare programs are not subject to garnishment, attachment, seizure, or execution of levy of any kind, including the administrative enforcement actions listed in the child support law, and any attempt to cause any payments to be subjected shall not be recognized by the nation, and whether that such policy should be a general policy or addressed specifically in regard to each general welfare program under the Oneida General Welfare Law. So currently, the Oneida General Welfare Law requires that approved programs be adopted by the business committee through either law or resolution of the nation and provide the specific eligibility rules and limitations applied to that program. So examples of approved programs adopted by the nation include the Pandemic Relief Assistance Program, the Oneida Higher Education Pandemic Relief Fund, and the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund. So any assistance received from an approved program under the Oneida General Welfare Law is required to be used only for the purpose stated in the approved program description. So currently, the Oneida General Welfare Law provides that assistance received by a person from an approved program is not subject to attachment or garnishment by creditors. Assistance received by a person from an approved program is not a per capita payment or income. Assistance provided for through approved programs is not attached or garnished for debt or child support owed due to the fact that any assistance provided through an approved program is provided on a needs-based basis for the purpose of promoting the general welfare of the individual and the nation. So in accordance with the business committee directive, the LOC will be holding open a public comment period to ask the following question. Should assistance provided by an approved program under the Oneida General Welfare Law be subject to attachment or garnishment? So on page 30 of your packet, you'll see the public comment period notice. So written comments or questions on this matter will be accepted until June 9th, 2021. So we're looking for a motion from the LOC to approve the public peace law public comment period packet. Oops, I'm on the wrong one. We are looking for a motion for the LOC to approve the Oneida General Welfare Law Amendments public comment period notice for the question, should assistance provided by an approved program under the Oneida General Welfare Law be subject to attachment or garnishment, and forward this question to a public comment period to be held open until June 9th, 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie Summers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. That was a long motion. That's why I didn't restate it. The next thing is the Budget Management and Control Law Emergency Amendment.
So this item starts on page 31 of your packet. On April 28th, 2021, the Oneida Business Committee adopted a motion to direct the LOC to have emergency amendments to the Budget Management Control Law to remove much of the budget process and deadlines and leave it simply as a budget should be adopted by September 30th, 2021, and direct the LOC to continue working with finance to get the Budget Management Control Law amendment. So the Budget Management Control Law was already on the LOC's active files list for the development of comprehensive amendments. So emergency amendments to the Budget Management and Control Law are being sought to address the nation's non-compliance with the budget development process and deadlines contained in the law. The emergency amendments to the law will remove much of the details of the budget process requirements and deadlines from the law and instead provide that the treasurer shall develop the necessary guidelines and procedures, including specific deadlines for the nation's budget development process to be reviewed and approved by the Oneida Business Committee. So the Oneida Business Committee can temporarily enact legislation when legislation is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, or general welfare of the reservation population, and the amendment of the legislation is required sooner than would be possible under the Legislative Procedures Act. So the emergency amendments to this law are necessary for the preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population. The COVID-19 pandemic interrupted many processes and procedures of the nation, including the development of the nation's fiscal year 21 and fiscal year 22 budgets. The law aims to provide a transparent process and requirements for the Oneida Business Committee and Oneida Fund Units when preparing the budget to be presented to the General Tribal Council for approval. The nation is not currently in compliance with the various requirements and deadlines contained in the law. The proposed emergency amendments to the law will remove the details of the budget process from the law and instead require that the treasurer develop the necessary guidelines and procedures, including those specific deadlines for the nation's budget development process, which will then ensure that enough flexibility is provided to allow the nation to determine the most effective process for the adoption of the budget as we transition through the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. Additionally, the proposed emergency amendments to the law will ensure that a transparent budget process is available to the Oneida Business Committee and Oneida Fund Units as we move forward with the development and adoption of the fiscal year 22 budget. So additionally, observance of the requirements under the Legislative Procedures Act for the adoption of these amendments would be contrary to public interest. The fiscal year 22 budget is required to be adopted by September 30th, 2021. And the process and requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act cannot be completed in time to ensure that a transparent budget process is made available to members of the nation prior to the adoption of the fiscal year 22 budget. So the emergency amendments to the law will become effective immediately upon adoption by the Business Committee, and they'll remain effective for 6 months. There would be one opportunity to extend the emergency amendments for an additional 6 month period. So the information I just provided you is summarized in the emergency adoption memo, which is found on page 33 of your packet. The adoption memo is followed by the resolution. So an updated resolution has been provided via handout to replace the resolution that is found on page 35 of your packet. The Legislative Procedures Act requires that all legislation of the nation be adopted through a resolution. So this resolution summarizes the amendments that are being proposed and highlights that the requirements of the Legislative Procedures Act have been met. This resolution also directs that the treasurer shall present a resolution at the May 18, 21 Oneida Business Committee work session for review, and then at the May 26 Oneida Business Committee meeting for consideration of adoption, which provides the general framework for the fiscal year 22 budget development process, which shall include but is not limited to information such as the budget calendar, opportunities for community input and discussion, line item guidance, and new position definition guidance and review process. This directive is in compliance with the proposed emergency amendments to the law, which require that the treasurer develop the necessary guidelines and procedures for the nation's budget development process, and that those guidelines be submitted to the Oneida Business Committee for review and approval. An updated statement of effect has also been provided via handout to replace the statement of effect that is found on page 37 of your packet. So a statement of effect explains the impacts or conflicts adoption of a resolution would have on the nation. So this statement of effect identifies that adoption of this resolution would not conflict with any of the nation's laws. So on page 39, you'll find the legislative analysis for the proposed emergency amendments. Then on page 45 of your packet, you'll find the redlined current draft of the proposed amendments. So this redlined draft is used to demonstrate all the revisions that are being proposed to the law from the current version. And then on page 55 of your packet, you'll find the clean draft. So the clean draft demonstrates what the law would look like if the proposed amendments were adopted as is. So because the LOC meetings are currently closed to the public, we do allow members of the communities to submit written comments. So we did receive a couple comments from Secretary Lisa Liggins that I would like to share with you for the record today. So Lisa Liggins shared in an email this morning these couple comments. So first, she provides that the proposed amendments don't touch the strategic planning section of the law. There are timelines included in that section which have not been met. Her next comment is public input for the budget has been completely removed. My understanding is this, to have input is one of the core reasons GTC requested a law to begin with, and I don't agree it should be removed in its entirety. And her last comment is starting lines 241, treasurer shall develop and submit the guidelines to the VC for review and approval. I think this is a great idea, but we are beyond this since the budget kickoff meeting already. And other than the $1 raise, the VC hasn't discussed any policy decisions as a group. So those were the comments that were submitted by Secretary Lisa Liggins. So we are now looking for a motion from the LOC to approve the Budget Management and Control Law Emergency Adoption Packet and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny Webster, seconded by Daniel Guzman to approve the Budget Management and Control Law Emergency Adoption Packet with updated resolutions and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion abstention. Carries. Pardon?
Abstention.
One abstention. So it's two, Daniel and Jenny in favor, and Marie abstaining. All those in?
Motion carries.
We already voted on it. Okay. Motion approves. The next item is the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance Emergency Amendment.
This item begins on page 62 of the packet. The Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance, also known as ONGO, was adopted by the General Tribal Council in 2004 through Resolution GTC-070504A, and it was subsequently amended by the Oneida Business Committee through various resolutions listed within the materials, the most recent of which was Resolution BC-090915A. ONGO was established to govern all gaming activities that occur on lands under the jurisdiction of the nation and all persons or entities that engage in said gaming activities, including those who provide goods or services to such persons or entities. Section 509.9 of ONGO assigns certain responsibilities to the Gaming Security Department that are meant to protect gaming assets, patron, and gaming employees from any activity, repeat activity, or ongoing activities which could jeopardize gaming assets, patrons, and gaming employees. Per Section 509.9, the Gaming Security Department has been placed under the Oneida Police Department within the nation's organizational structure. This placement has given rise to certain claims and legal challenges that could expose the nation to unnecessary litigation costs, regardless of their merit. This item was added to the active files list on December 2nd, 2020, per the November 10th, 2020 directive from the Oneida Business Committee, that it be added to address the above-mentioned legal concerns raised by the Oneida Law Office over the placement of security within the nation's organizational structure. Given the concern, the Legislative Operating Committee decided to emergency amend Section 501.9-2 of ONGO by temporarily reassigning security to the Oneida Business Committee while a more appropriate permanent placement is developed and vetted within the period of time allotted for emergency amendments to be in effect under the nation's Legislative Procedures Act. The Business Committee can temporarily enact legislation when legislation is necessary for the immediate preservation of the public health, safety, or general welfare of the reservation population, and the amendment of the legislation is required sooner than would be possible under the LPA. A fiscal impact statement and public meeting are not required for emergency legislation. Emergency amendments to ONGO are necessary for the preservation of the general welfare of the reservation population, to shield the nation against the legal risk that exists with respect to the placement of security in Section 501.9-1 of the law. By temporarily reassigning security to the Oneida Business Committee The legal risk is disposed of, as is the cost of having to defend claims that may be raised under the status quo, even if said claims are without merit. Additionally, observance of the requirements under the Legislative Procedures Act for the adoption of these amendments would be contrary to the public interest. So long as security remains under the United Police Department, the potential exists for claims relating thereto to be raised against the nation, which even if successfully defended against in the end, will still cost the nation money that could be put to a use more beneficial to the reservation population. Given the ease within which claims can be filed regardless of merit, the process and requirements of the Legislative Procedure Act cannot be completed in time to ensure against the financial burden that the nation could incur in defense costs if this issue is not expeditiously resolved before the time it would take to develop and vet a more appropriate permit solution. The Legislative Reference Office met with representatives from the Oneida Law Office, Oneida Police Department, Internal Security Department, Oneida Gaming Commission, Gaming Management, and the Oneida Police Commission, and held a total of 7 work meetings in the development of these emergency amendments to ONGO. The proposed amendments are set forth in the draft that is included in today's packet and are easiest to locate in the redline version that starts on page 75. Aside from the various language and format updates noted throughout the law, the substantive changes begin on page 86, line 501. If these changes are adopted, section 501.9-1 will now read in pertinent part as follows. The Oneida Business Committee shall be responsible for the supervision as well as oversight of the Gaming Security Department, and the Gaming Security Department shall report directly to the Oneida Business Committee per the process and schedule set by the Oneida Business Committee, provided all reports of the Gaming Security Department must be copied to the Oneida Gaming Commission. And with respect to the role of the Oneida Police Department under this section of ONGO, it will now be limited to the following. When investigations involve or uncover possible criminal or quasi-criminal activity, the Gaming Security Department shall report the activity to the Oneida Police Department for further review and investigation by the Oneida Police Department under its separate departmental authority. Also included in the emergency amendments adoption materials, beginning on page 64 of the packet, is an adoption memorandum from the chair of the Legislative Operating Committee, which basically reiterates much of what I've said here right now. Next is the resolution that adopts emergency amendments to ONGO, followed by the statement of effect and legislative analysis. As indicated in the statement of effect and the legislative analysis, adoption of the resolution will not conflict with any laws of the nation. As further indicated in the consideration section of the legislative analysis, the emergency amendments will expire 6 months from the date of adoption, with one opportunity for an extension of an additional 6-month period. Thus, the business committee will need to consider whether to develop and adopt permanent amendments to the law within the next 6 to 12 months. So with that, I'm now looking for a motion from the Legislative Operating Committee to approve the United Nation Gaming Ordinance emergency amendments and legislative analysis and forward to the United Business Committee for consideration.
So move.
Second.
Was it Daniel?
Marie.
Marie made the motion?
Yes.
And second was Jenny Webster. To approve the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance emergency amendments and legislative analysis and forward to the Oneida Business Committee for consideration. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. There's a new submission, Budget Management and Control Law Emergency Repeal.
So this item starts on page 131 of your packet. So on April 29th, the LOC received a request from Oneida Business Committee Secretary Lisa Liggins for the consideration of the emergency repeal of the Budget Management and Control Law. So the memorandum provided by Secretary Liggins on page 132 of your packet provides the following. So this memo states, based on the discussion at the April 28th, 2021 regular BC meeting, I'm requesting the LOC consider providing 2 options to the business committee at the May 12th, 2021 regular business committee meeting. The requested emergency amendments and an emergency repeal of the Budget Management Control Law. I am concerned the proposed emergency amendments to the law are so extensive that they effectually change the law in its entirety. I am requesting that the LOC prepare an emergency repeal resolution and include a resolve which directs the treasurer to present a resolution at the May 26, 2021 BC meeting, which documents the general framework for the FY22 budget development process, which could include but is not limited to budget calendar. This has already been issued. At least one virtual community input slash discussion meeting, line item guidance, new position definition, guidance and review process. I also request a resolve be included which provides that a draft of the FY22 budget development process resolution be submitted to the May 18th, 2021 BC work session for review and input, providing the business committee with an option to repeal with the two additional provisions requested will provide an opportunity for the business committee to reach a consensus-oriented solution. The second option will provide transparency for the organization as well as address the concerns shared at the April 28, 2021 regular BC meeting regarding a lack of framework in the event the law is repealed. More importantly, the membership will have a clear understanding of how this budget is being developed and be able to provide their insight into how the nation's funds are being spent. So during an LOC work meeting held on April 29th, the LOC considered this request and they made a decision to deny the request to bring forward an emergency repeal of the budget management control law at the May 12th BC meeting due to the fact that the business committee had already directed that emergency amendments to the budget management control law be brought forward instead. So based on that April 29th LOC discussion and decision, we would then be looking for a motion from the LOC to deny the request to bring forward an emergency repeal of the budget management control law.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Marie.
Daniel
Guzman. And the motion was to deny the request to bring forward an emergency repeal of the budget management and control law. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention.
Abstain.
Motion. One abstention, motion carries. That is the conclusion of our agenda, and I'm looking for a motion to adjourn at 3:27.
Motion to adjourn.
Marie
Daniel,
Summers.
Seconded by
Marie. Daniel, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Thank you.